This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 203. Meet the Three Keys Writing Wizard, Fernando, and be a writing winner for IELTS Task 2. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we get to talk to our writing wizard winner, Fernando, and find out how he improved his writing, a whole band score, and what motivates him to work hard and do his best for IELTS. Hello, listeners. We are lucky enough to have a very special guest today. His name is Fernando. He's from Brazil. Fernando, first of all, congratulations, because you're our writing wizard winner from our course. Fernando, can you tell us about what your IELTS goals are? When are you taking the test?
Hi, Jessica. It's glad to be here. My aim is to get a 7 or higher, and my test is coming up. It's on next it's on February 20th.
All right, fantastic. And why are you taking IELTS? What do you want to achieve in the future because of this?
That's an interesting question, because I'm not a student. I'm not planning to move into another country. In fact, Jessica, I've been studying English for 5 or 6 years and studying on the traditional classrooms. And I take this like a personal goal.
Cool.
It's a trophy for me, you know. It's an important trophy, I think.
That's awesome. That's so cool. You know, some of my hardest working students and most motivated students in the past have been people that are just taking IELTS for like personal reasons. So that's really interesting that you said that. And the fact that you had been studying English just in the traditional classroom environment, and then you chose to do our Three Keys IELTS course online, and this seems to have sort of pushed you to another level, sort of challenged you in a way. Why did you decide to change up your study habits?
Good question. Because I got tired of the textbooks, you know.
Yeah.
And at some point, that became boring for me. So. Mm-hmm. I started to look for another ways to learning, and I found out All Ears English, and after I find the IELTS Energy Podcast.
Cool, that's awesome. So you are here because you are a star student in our course, and for the people in our course, they can enter a contest once a month called the Writing Wizard. And if your essay wins, if your essay is better than everyone else's, which, Fernando, your essay was better than everyone else's. It was amazing. If you win, then you get a free 15-minute strategy session with me. And that's about whatever you want, whatever IELTS questions you have. And then you get a chance, like Fernando, to come on the show. So I think our students who are listening to this podcast, especially the ones who are not in our course yet, I think they could learn from your progress. Because interestingly enough, Fernando sent me an essay that he had written earlier. And looking at that essay and comparing it to the one that he wrote for the Writing Wizard, I mean, I could see a stark contrast. I could see a big difference there. So yeah, let's talk about that then. Why? What changed that for you? What helped you become a better writer?
Well, basically, the three quiz IELTS course. The first essay, I remember that I started to write in Moduli, okay? So after I could get several tips from you and mm-hmm. recommendations, and I just used the plan, and I'm really glad. It was super cool to know that you choose me.
So Fernando, first of all, the biggest strength is your vocabulary. You have amazing phrasing. So the question was about, should the government build free health facilities for citizens to get exercise? So that was the question. And Fernando used these phrases like, preventative actions and longer life expectancy and evoke a new insight. Like, these are clearly 7 and higher vocabulary phrases. So I think Fernando, you came into this with strong vocabulary, but the improvements were in the structure. So what exactly did you find most useful in the course about, like, organizing your ideas? What did you learn?
The most important thing, Jessica, without a doubt, is the planning for me. I never planning my compositions, my essays on several schools where I studied. So when
Hold on. You, even in the classroom, like, your teachers didn't tell you you had to plan essays?
No, definitely not. I never planned it before. God.
That is insane. Who are these teachers? Oh my gosh. I mean, even before I started teaching IELTS, it's just, that is just how you teach the writing process. You have to plan, you have to write, and then you have to check your work. Even native speakers have to do that in their own language. Oh,
it's weird. Okay. It's really weird.
It is. That's shocking. All right. So that's the first thing. Learning how to plan your essay. When you did start trying to plan your essays, was it difficult to go through the brainstorming process?
Yeah, a little bit. Again, I just followed the strategy given by your course. As I said some time ago, an argument, to say, is easier than an opinion one, so I try to imagine mm-hmm. a different perspective regardless of my personal opinion, and I think about that when I start the planning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think, for a lot of students, it's surprising. Like, the actual writing is not the hardest part. It's coming up with ideas and then knowing how to organize them. I mean, like, you, for example, coming in, you have great vocabulary, you have good grammar. Like, these are the mechanics, the tools that we use, but they're not enough. You need to have something to say with that vocabulary and grammar, and you need to be able to organize it well. If a student comes into the IELTS exam and thinks that, you know, oh, they have good English, they could write an interesting essay, I promise you that student is going to get a low score for task achievement and cohesion and coherence, because they may have some good ideas for sure, but they're not going to be organized. And it's going to be hard work for the examiner to read their essay and be like, where is this? What's the topic here? What are they talking about?
It's definitely.
Yeah. So from talking to other students in the course, I've learned that the essay outline is really useful. Did you find that as well?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Are you using the essay outline that I give you in the course for the argument essay and the opinion essay that tells you exactly what to write in each paragraph?
Oh, yes. Actually, Jessica, I even memorized some paragraphs, you know, especially the thesis statement. I could note a pattern on that part, so I memorized it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Because some teachers try to, teach students some complicated, confusing stuff about how to organize an essay and try to make the thesis statement some crazy, fancy sentence. And as I think I've said before on the podcast, I even used to do that before I figured out exactly how to, you know, ace this writing exam. So in the course, you get the simplest, clearest ways
exactly.
to give the examiner what they want. Okay, that's so awesome.
If you're ready to get a daily study plan that's going to show you exactly what to do each day to make sure you get your 7 or higher, get into our course now. AllEarsEnglish.com/keys. That's AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS.
So, what else did you find useful in the writing practice? Any like exercises or vocab or anything else that you think would help other students?
If I could give any advice, it would be to read. Reading really, really helps to me, at least, on my essays, you know. So I'm always reading all the mm-hmm. kinds of stuffs, and I think this is important, at least for me.
Yeah, no, that's important for everybody. The greatest writers are always lovers of reading, for sure. Because how are you going to learn to produce these amazing ideas and these complicated notions using impressive vocabulary and beautiful structures, right? How can you do any of that unless you see models of great writing? That's for sure. So, Fernando, what are you interested in reading?
Interesting. Another interesting question, because like you, I love to read science fiction, okay?
Oh, cool.
Yes, and as an IT professional, I love to read about technology. Mm-hmm. And I'm always trying to read things related to these subjects. However, I sometimes try to read, Jessica, articles about boring things for me. For example,
yeah.
Business and I don't know, some kind of sports to get used and prepared for the test, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, not only do we have to read some quote unquote boring stuff, right, to prepare us for any random topic that might come up on the test, but sometimes the boring stuff actually surprises us by being interesting, you know? Like if you force yourself to read something you normally wouldn't read, and then you end up learning something that you never would have come across before. And then, of course, in the Three Keys IELTS course, I do recommend reading a variety of stuff, and then I ask you guys to do really specific things to practice the skimming and the scanning and all of the skills that you need. So I guess the biggest takeaway for students today, I think they can find inspiration from you, Fernando, for your
nice.
Your personal motivation in approaching these studies. Because, I mean, like I said, I could see a whole band score difference between the first essay and the second essay. And that's just based on these really simple, clear tools that we give you in the course. And you have done a great job today talking to us about your writing process and your writing strengths. And you're doing a great job. So good luck at the end of the month. And I can't wait to see your scores.
Okay, perfect. I'll do my best, I promise.
I know you will. I know you will. All right. Thank you so much, Fernando, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for having me, Jessica. Have you too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.